Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, I Used to Like You Until. How Binary Thinking Divides Us is a non-fiction work of political and cultural commentary by Kat Timpf, a comedian, Fox News commentator, and libertarian writer. The book examines the habit of reducing complex public and personal questions to two rigid camps, a pattern Timpf argues weakens judgment, conversation, and social trust. Rather than treating polarization only as a party political problem, she frames it as a broader way of thinking that affects media habits, friendships, institutional life, creativity, and personal freedom. Drawing on her public career as an independent libertarian working in a strongly partisan media environment, Timpf uses humor, personal observation, and social criticism to show how people often dismiss others based on one disagreement, one affiliation, or one assumption. The book is aimed at readers frustrated by ideological sorting and interested in a less reflexive way to discuss disagreement. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, binary thinking as a shortcut that stops independent judgment. A central argument of the book is that binary thinking offers emotional simplicity at the cost of intellectual effort. Timpf describes a pattern in which people approach complicated issues as if there are only two acceptable positions, then treat their chosen side as a substitute for reasoning. This matters because many public questions involve trade-offs, partial truths, competing risks, and uncertain evidence. When those questions are forced into two camps, people become less likely to ask what they actually believe, and more likely to ask which team their belief appears to support. Timpf is especially concerned with the social reward structure around this habit. Once a person is categorized as belonging to one side, others often assume a complete worldview on their behalf. The result is not simply disagreement, but a narrowing of curiosity. The book positions independent judgment as more demanding than neutrality or contrarianism. It requires resisting the comfort of automatic alignment and accepting that a reasonable answer may not map cleanly onto established partisan categories. Secondly, political discourse distorted by team loyalty and assumed enemies. Timpf connects binary thinking directly to the decline of political conversation. Her perspective is shaped by being an independent libertarian who has worked for years at Fox News, a professional position that makes her familiar with assumptions made from association. The book argues that political identity often becomes a sorting device that replaces actual engagement. A person may be accepted or rejected before their specific views are heard, because affiliation is treated as proof of every other belief. This mechanism is damaging, because it encourages people to defend bad arguments from their own side and exaggerate the flaws of the other side. It also gives political and media institutions an incentive to keep audiences emotionally divided, since clear enemies are easier to market than complicated debates. Timpf does not present polarization only as a failure of civility, she presents it as a failure of analysis. When politics becomes a binary loyalty test, citizens lose the ability to evaluate policies, incentives, and consequences on their own terms. Thirdly, media consumption shaped by confirmation rather than understanding. The book treats media habits as one of the main environments where binary thinking becomes routine. Timpf argues that people often consume news and commentary, less to learn than to confirm that their side is right and the other side is dangerous, foolish, or immoral. This does not require every outlet to be equally flawed. The deeper issue is the consumer habit of using media as identity reinforcement. In that environment, stories are filtered through predictable categories: who benefits, who is blamed, and which political tribe can use the event as evidence. Timpf's background in television commentary gives the topic a practical edge because she understands how attention and outrage can shape public discussion. The book suggests that audiences participate in this system by rewarding simplified narratives. A more useful media posture would involve asking whether a claim is supported, whether context is missing, and whether the same standard would be applied if the political identities were reversed. This emphasis shifts responsibility from institutions alone to everyday habits of interpretation. Fourthly, personal relationships damaged by single-issue dismissal. One of the book's more practical concerns is how binary thinking changes relationships. Timpf argues that people increasingly allow one disagreement, one assumption, or one association to outweigh everything else they know about another person. This habit turns human beings into symbols of a larger conflict. A friend, coworker, relative, or stranger is no longer approached as a mixed and complicated individual, but as a representative of a category. The cost is not only social discomfort, it reduces opportunities for trust, collaboration, humor, and genuine learning across difference. The book's title points to this dynamic: affection or respect can disappear once a person is perceived to have crossed a boundary of acceptable opinion. Timpf does not argue that all disagreements are trivial or that people must ignore harmful behavior. Her point is more specific. A society that treats every difference as a total moral verdict becomes fragile. Sustaining relationships requires distinguishing between serious incompatibility and ordinary disagreement, and that distinction is impossible when binary categories dominate. Lastly, vulnerability and humor as tools for lowering defensive reactions. Tim's approach differs from many books on polarization because she brings a comedic and personal style to a subject often handled in academic or procedural terms. The book emphasizes vulnerability as a way to reduce division, not as sentimental self-disclosure, but as a practical alternative to constant defensiveness. When people admit uncertainty, complexity, or personal inconsistency, they become harder to treat as cardboard representatives of a side. Humor plays a related role. Tim's public work often deals with controversial subjects through jokes, and this book continues her interest in how comedy can create space for difficult topics without immediately hardening people into camps. The argument is not that humor solves political conflict or that vulnerability replaces principles. Rather, both can interrupt the reflex to judge instantly. They remind participants in a conversation that disagreement is occurring between people, not between abstract labels. This makes the book less a manual for consensus and more a critique of the emotional posture that makes disagreement feel like threat. In conclusion, I Used to Like You, until, is best suited for readers who follow politics, media, or cultural debate and feel dissatisfied with the pressure to interpret every issue through partisan categories. It will also interest readers who know Kat Timpf from television, comedy, or her earlier work on humor and cancellation, because it extends her public persona into a broader argument about social division. The practical benefit of the book is not a step-by-step program for solving polarization, but a sharper awareness of how quickly people outsource judgment to group identity. Readers may come away more attentive to assumptions they make about others based on affiliation, media source, or isolated disagreement. Intellectually, the book stands out by treating binary thinking as a cultural habit rather than only a political defect. Compared with more academic books on polarization, it is positioned as accessible commentary grounded in personal experience, humor, and libertarian skepticism toward concentrated power and enforced conformity. Compared with purely partisan books, its distinguishing feature is its refusal to treat one side as the sole source of the problem. Its strongest appeal lies in its insistence that complexity is not weakness, and that refusing a simplistic team identity can be a serious form of independent thought. If you would like to support Kat Timpf, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.